Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive. Greetings and salutations from the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Beau Marchant, and tonight we're joined with 2009 All-Mountain West offensive guard, offensive tackle, depending on how you want to say it. But Marshall Newhouse of TCU joins us. He was part of a team that went 12-1 this season. Unfortunately, they came up on the short end, losing to Boise State. And that's kind of where I want to start things off. I mean, obviously, your career at TCU, I mean, you played in a bowl game every year while you were there. You guys were 12-0 leading up to that Boise State game. Talk about your time at TCU.
It was a very positive experience. I had a good coaching staff who I was pretty fortunate. They all stayed together for the most part and was able to keep it kind of continuous, kind of some continuity. But great people, a good experience, good education, and obviously we played some good football.
And what was it like going 12-0 and just coming up, you know, just that perfect game was so close. I mean, are you over that Boise State game yet?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to be, but you know, you definitely wish that it had been handled differently, but, you know, that's just how it goes. TCU is well on its way to becoming the team that's there every year, and we're going to win one of those games, and we're going to be contenders every year, so this is kind of a stepping stone. The guys that are still there, you know, I know they're going to learn from it, and, you know, you're not going to hear the end of it.
And January 4th was the last time, you know, you played with your Horned Frog teammates. You ended up going to the East-West Shrine All-Star Game. You did fantastic down in Orlando. I mean, you were all over. I mean, they had you at guard, tackle, everywhere on the offensive line, and it seemed like you really excelled. Talk about your time down there in Orlando and, you know, what you took the most from that experience.
Well, the Shriners do a great job of organizing that and making it fun for the players. And, you know, it's for a good cause, and we got to tour the Shriner Hospital in Orlando there in Tampa, and that was one of the most positive experiences I've ever had. And just, you know, knowing that the game itself represents a greater cause was pretty cool, and then you got to meet all the different players and play alongside them, so it was a pretty good experience overall.
And I mean you seem pretty modest, but I think you would agree though, you had a really great week.
I feel like I helped myself, definitely.
Yeah.
I knew going in there that people wanted to see me play some guard, but I want to do my best to show my versatility. And definitely show that I could play with the guys from other conferences and potentially play in the NFL. So I was just that was my mindset going in, and I feel like I accomplished some of that.
And how about teammates? I mean, did you build any relationships while you were at the East-West Shrine game?
Yeah, I definitely did. O-line, you know, as you know, kind of to function the right way, you gotta be kind of close. And so me and a few guys, we you know, you built kind of a bond there just because we're always working in unison. We're always together. So it was I definitely came away with some friendships and guys I talked to. It was a good experience. I had a great coach, Coach Ray Brown, and it was just overall pretty good.
And, I mean, the scouting combine is next week. You did the East-West Shrine game. Can you believe your time in TCU is, you know, over and done with? Can you believe it went this quick?
No, I can't. I didn't register as a freshman, so I played four straight years, and it definitely came and went too fast. You know, I don't regret anything, but it was definitely, you wish it would last as long as possible because that's some of the funnest times in your life.
And how about the fans? I mean, the experience of being at TCU. I mean, you're there on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, what was your favorite thing about being there during game time? That, you know, the fans or the crowd that they brought to the game. What did you enjoy the most?
Well, you know, everyone who's in Fort Worth, they love their TCU Horned Frogs. And this year, more than any other year, when we kind of got hot there, you could definitely see the support just build and build and build, and we had a couple sellouts, and it was some of the most excited I've ever seen the fans. So it was a good time.
Actually, so you know what? You bringing that up, I remember being in the Dallas airport leaving the Cotton Bowl, and I remember them booking the, I think it was American Airlines, I remember them adding more flights because all the TCU fans heading out of Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, going to the game where you guys took on Boise State. So, yeah, you bringing that up kind of recalled that in my head that they had to add additional flights just to get all the fans to the game. So you're definitely...
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. And we're talking with Marshall Newhouse of the TCU Horned Frogs here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Now, in terms of training, you're at Performance Gains. You're out there in Los Angeles. Talk about, you know, what you're working on the most. I mean, I think I had you listed about 320. I mean, are you looking to shed weight, gain weight, and what are you weighing in at right now?
When I got here, I was about 325, and my goal was to try to get down to 315, and I'm pretty close to that. I'm at 318 right now, and just to slim down and be a little bit more lean. I feel like I move around pretty well at my bigger weight, but I feel like I can move that around even better if I lost a few pounds and at the same time got stronger, got my core stronger, worked on all the stuff that they want to see at the combine.
And in terms of the combine, I mean, what's some of the things that you're really working on the most? I mean, is it the speed? Is it, you know, what are you concentrating on while you're at Performance Gains right now?
I think just being preparing myself mentally, because a lot of people don't understand that you're there for 4 or 5 days, but about 80% of it's a mental challenge, you know, getting ready for interviews and taking physicals and stuff. So it takes a toll on you. So being mentally strong kind of sets you above the rest, and you know, the physical stuff, you know, as an athlete you kind of do it automatically, so there's only so much you can train for, and the physical stuff I feel like will take care of itself, but I think the interviews are a big part, and definitely presenting yourself in the best light.
And you come across very well spoken. I mean, it seems like you would do great in the interview process. I mean, do you feel comfortable in that aspect of just talking to different people?
I do, and if any time I've ever asked to talk about football, I kind of go off, because that's what I love to do, and people can tell that I have a passion for it. I feel like I know what I'm talking about. I have plenty to learn, because football is a pretty complex sport, but I just love talking about football, and if that's what the interview process has most to offer me, then I'm pretty excited, because I feel like I do that pretty well.
Excellent. And how about Coach Patterson? I mean, talk about him a little and share your experiences with him.
Coach P was a great guy. He definitely has his system set in place, and in a good way, not compromising. He knows what he wants, and he does it to the best of his ability. And it's pretty obvious we've been having more and more success, getting better and better recruits than TCU's on the rise. I mean, we've been on the rise for about since 2000, but as far as being in national championship contention, they're close.
And how about the non-conference BCS type stuff? I mean, where does your mind kind of, you know, come to a conclusion on that?
Even when I was in school, I didn't think about it much, because there's not much I can do about it or say about it. It's pretty inconsequential to me. People always say, or do you feel slighted, or do you feel like you should be playing with big boys? Well, that's kind of the card we were dealt, and we've been trying to play our best football. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I know Coach B, TCU's in good hands with Coach B.
Excellent. And 2009 All-Mountain West offensive tackle Marshall Newhouse is joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football, here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Marshall, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the show, if we put you on the offensive line in an NFL uniform, I mean, who are you going to resemble the most that plays on Sundays?
Oh, wow. That's hard to say, but I feel like I'm similar stature and same type of skill set, similar to Damian Woody. He's a right tackle for the Jets, I believe. I've been told that I'm not going to play tackle very much in the league, but I played it for 4 years at TCU, and I feel like that's one of the things that I bring to the table, along with playing guard and playing some center. So the more I can do, the better, and I feel like Damian Woody's a pretty versatile guy that kind of reflects me.
And I mean, when I you know, we do scouting, you know, ourselves, and you know, it seems like you really absorb the rush well. I mean, you have great feet. I mean, what are some of the things that we might not notice that you kind of take pride in that kind of gets overlooked about your game?
Well, I take pride in definitely knowing my assignment every play, and knowing all the guys around me's assignments, because as an offensive lineman, you kind of got to know what all five guys are doing to make it work. So there's a lot of stuff mentally that goes into the game as far as alongside the athletic stuff. So I like being physical. I like punching guys, you know, it's part of the game, but also, you know, the mental part of it, just knowing the plays, executing the plays, and hopefully scoring as much as possible.
Excellent. And And you went up against two great teammates every day at practice, Jerry Hughes and Darrell Washington. What was it like going up against those guys as they also make their way towards the NFL?
They were great competitors, both Jerry and Darrell. A lot of speed, a lot of power. Obviously, the NFL teams have recognized that, but they're both great guys off the field, too. So along with being great football players, they're good guys, and I enjoyed having them as teammates.
Excellent. And I mean, when you're not doing the X's and O's and worrying about combine training and you know, this whole football whirlwind that you're in right now, I mean, how do you kind of get away from it and relax? I mean, how do you enjoy your free time?
Well, I don't know about much relaxing, but recently I've been trying to graduate. I have 10 hours left trying to get my undergrad. And then while I'm not doing that, it's a lot of sleep, a lot of just trying to eat right and get my body ready, but definitely taking classes. Trying to enjoy myself out here in Los Angeles, but definitely knowing that I have some other stuff to take care of.
And you said eat right. I know a lot of guys I talk with saying that it was just kind of hard to eat right being a kid in college just because of money and, you know, things of that nature. At Performance Gains, what have you kind of learned nutritionally about, you know, what you've been doing wrong in the past?
Well, I mean, eating is a good thing. You know, they encourage to eat about 5 or 6 smaller meals a day just to get your body metabolism going, your body burning a lot more calories, and just keep your body fresh and having the energy it needs. You know, that's something that it's hard to get at school because you're rushing from morning workouts to class or class to practice right after class, and it's hard to eat during the day, and you don't realize it, but your body loses a lot of energy. So around here, we do a lot of eating. It's good, healthy stuff, but there's plenty of eating going on and providing fuel for my body.
Excellent. And for the people listening and out there, your father also played college football at Houston. He played in 3 Cotton Bowls. I mean, how much do you pick his brain on this next level?
Oh, plenty. I'm in his ear a lot, and he's been supporting me since I was playing Little League, so it's not something that it's new to me, and I'm very blessed to have him in my life and have him come from the background he came from. So he's I feel like he's raising pretty well, and I appreciate his support. He definitely knows a lot about the game of football. I learned a lot from him. And I'm sure I continue to learn a lot from him. He's a good mentor.
And I mean, is he the mentor that is he hard on you even if after you have a great game, or is he pretty encouraging no matter what? I mean, how does he kind of get you motivated?
Well, that's kind of how he's always been. He not to be in a negative way, but to look for ways to improve. So there's all the stuff he had, little tips he had to offer me after games, and stuff to make me a better player. So just take it all in stride and know that he's doing it for my greater good.
Excellent. And we're speaking once again with Marshall Newhouse, this TCU Horned Frog, who's making his way towards the NFL draft. When did this dream start to become a reality to you? I mean, when did you realize that, you know, you're going to have the skills to make it to the next level?
Well, I feel like I was pretty big in high school and pretty athletic, but I wasn't on a lot of people's radars. I'm not sure why. I mean, then I came to a couple of college camps, came to TCU's camp, and when I realized that schools were offering me on the spot after a little workout, I was like, wow, I mean, I must be okay if they want to offer me as soon as I leave the campus. So then I got here and got in a good weight program, got around people who know the game really well, and, you know, I've always known that football could be over for me tomorrow, so I've been playing otherwise, but I've also known that I feel like once I got to a certain point, I could play in the highest level, so that's what I'm kind of pursuing right now.
Excellent. And you definitely can play at the highest level, and you're going to be on your way to playing at the highest level there is, which is fantastic as you make your way towards the NFL. Next week's the scouting combine, and I know I'm excited. I'll be at the Indianapolis next week. It's one of my favorite times of the year, seeing you guys you know, do all those agility drills and stuff. Before we let you go today, Marshall, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call them 3 downs and out. You ready to go with that?
Let's do it. I'm not sure what it is, but I'll
give it a shot. All right. First down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great skills off the offensive line, what other talent could you showcase America?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if it's the talent you can still want to show. I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty good artist, so I like to draw a lot. I'm not sure if that's something you could put on a show, but that would be the thing. That would be my bread and butter, I guess you could say.
Excellent, excellent. And I mean, you draw. I mean, obviously, I mean, you're busy, but you do that pretty consistently.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something to pass the time and just to get my mind off of whatever it is I'm doing. It's just to escape.
Excellent. And is that characters or like more like portraits of lands? I mean, how do you?
A lot a lot of everything. I like to draw what I see or kind of conceptualize stuff.
Okay.
It's, you know, escapism, I guess.
Excellent. No, we all have to have an escape, and if that's how you can unwind, that's perfect. Second down for you, Marshall, is if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take to have a bite to eat with?
Oh, my goodness. Good question. I forgot her name. I'll go with Megan Good.
Okay, very nice. You know what? I think you're the first one that said her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of Alicia Keys and Beyonce. So it's nice to hear a different. It's nice to hear a different name once in a while, to be honest with you. And the final down before we let you go today, Marshall. If you could go back to school and you were starting out as a freshman again, and you couldn't go to TCU, what school would you have liked to give it a try to?
Oh well, I mean, if it was still playing football, I had an offer from SMU that I was considering, and also Tulane. But I also had a chance to possibly throw track for Texas and then play a little football there. That might be something I would do. But, you know, I'm happy where I ended up and the way things turned out.
Excellent. Well, hey, Marshall, we want to wish you the best moving forward. Obviously, you have the scouting combine next week. Best of luck to you. And look forward to touching base as you make your path towards the NFL draft.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, Bo.
Yep. That's Marshall Newhouse of the TCU Horned Frogs. Like I said, he's training out in Los Angeles at Performance Gains. And if you guys aren't aware, I mean, that's one of the top facilities for these guys to make their way to. I know, I think the likes of Piercy Harvin, the Reggie Bushes, the Chris Johnsons, are you familiar with their names? I think you are. They're training there. And like I said, a fantastic group of guys, and they're polite enough to pass these guys along to us so we can bring them to you here on the NFL Draft Bible. So you can put a little voice to the name. You see them a lot on television. You see them playing on the field. You read about them. But the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show gets you a little bit behind the scenes. It'll get you, to hear their takes and what their experiences was like, through school, after school, and what they're doing now, and, the little hobbies and tidbits. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and like I said, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day. I know I appreciate it. And like I said, Donovan Warren, Marshall Newhouse, we had Terrell Skinner, we had Rashawn Jackson. We had a ton of players over the last few days. If you go to the NFLDraftBible.com, you're going to find a ton of links. George Selvey from South Florida. A ton of shows. Doug Worthington, Ohio State. They just keep coming. A busy week. I'm trying to get them all to you. So NFLDraftBible.com, make sure you go there. You check out the links. We'll have them up and ready for you. You can also go to the NFLDraftBible.com. And if you type in Bo VIP, you can get 50% off the all-access membership. Thanks again once for listening, and look for more NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight shows.
Thanks, Bob.